The book of Philippians. Now, yesterday we had a memorial service here for Mr. Lim Sun Hing, and this phrase was actually mentioned yesterday. This phrase is very familiar, and we all know about it, and we probably accept it in our head. But can we check our heart and see whether we accept it and practice it in our heart? To live is Christ, and to die is gain. This morning, I would like to ask Bill to come and read the scripture for our message today. Bill, come. Yeah, pass the mic to him.
For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And being confident in this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you for all of your progress and joy of the faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, you can put the mic there. Yeah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we have this amazing passage that was just read by Bill. And we do pray that you will make it clear to us and that you will help us to be able to receive and live this out in our life. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in this passage, you may already sense that the writer Paul was very personal. And actually, throughout the whole book of Philippians, we can see that Paul was very personal in expressing himself. And last Sunday, Pastor Winnie said that this is an epistle of joy. And when Pastor Alvin preached from the first part of this chapter, he used the word cheerfulness. And with these words that I have put in red, you can see Paul say, I thank my God for the remembrance of you. Very personal, isn't it? And in every prayer, I request of you with joy, your fellowship, being confident of you. I have you in my heart, and you are partakers with me of grace. Wow, how wonderful is it that we can say the same thing, all right, to one another, and to have this kind of relationship and being so personal and being able to express from deep within our heart. Now, we also have seen from last Sunday's sermon, Pastor Winnie emphasized on Paul being a prisoner of Christ. And when he was writing this letter, he was in prison, most likely in Rome. And in verse 19, he talks about his deliverance. But at the end of verse 20, Paul says, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. He probably did not really know whether he might be released from prison or not, or whether he might die in prison or not. And we know, all of us know, that eventually Paul was actually beheaded, all right? He was killed by the Roman emperor. Now, in this passage that we have seen last Sunday, it ended by whether by life or death. And so our passage for today continue from there. So verse 21, it says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I'm hard-pressed between the two, that is, living or dying, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, that is, when he died, he knew that he'll be with Christ, which is far better. So, Paul was saying, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But then he said, I find it very difficult to choose. I'm hard-pressed between the two. I'm torn between the two directions. Now, Paul was in a very unpleasant situation. He was in prison. In verse 7, he talked about his chains. In verse 12, he talks about all the problems that have happened to him. And in verse 13, he talked about his chains again. He was in prison. And this letter, he told everybody, all right, that his situation was not a good situation. Now, we know that Paul has suffered a lot. He had been attacked, he has been abused, he has been beaten, he has been whipped, he has been stoned. Now, when people throw stones at you, that is very serious. He has been flogged seriously. And early on, when he first came to Philippi, he was put into chains. His legs were in chains, and he was in a very dark prison. So now, Paul, when he was writing this letter, he said, I'm a prisoner. I'm in a very unpleasant situation. I'm limited. I cannot go where I want. I cannot do what I want to do. I am a prisoner. Now, having suffered so much already, yet at this moment, I'm still in prison. I wonder whether Paul might have said, it is enough. I have enough of troubles. I have enough of problems. Now, you know that there is a famous prophet in the Old Testament who said, I have enough. I want to die. Who was that? Elijah. Now, some of us may be suffering today. And just now we heard the testimony of Elisha, the suffering that she has been having and how she has undergone all this trouble and difficulty. And many of us actually are suffering. Quite a number of you are older people. You are senior people, and your body is not working that well, isn't it? You have pain here, you have pain there, and you have this problem in your body. And some of you may be suffering in relationship, even in your own family, you are not getting along. Maybe husband and wife also not getting along well. That can be a real, real distressful situation. And you may be having difficulty in your job, with your friends, and all kinds of problems. I wonder whether any one of us will say, it's enough. I just want to die. If you are given a choice, all right, to choose whether to live or to die, would you be like Paul? I don't quite know how to choose. So, I want to invite Brother Chong to come to the front here, and also Enchi, yeah, just come to the front here. I'm inviting a more senior person and a younger person to come and respond to what we have heard from Paul so far. I'll give a mic to him. Yeah, come up here. Yeah. Yeah, John, come. Yeah. Okay, we have heard the testimony of Brother Chong, all right, last Sunday. And how he testified, God has worked upon him amazingly. Brother Chong, when you are suffering, your stomach having cancer, and you have to have your stomach cut off, and you have to eat a little bit by little eat. If you eat a bit too much, it's a problem for you. You suffer a lot, isn't it? During your suffering, had you ever thought of, it would be better if I just die? Have you thought of that?
Actually, at that time, I was like Paul. Whether this or that, both are good for me. But at that time, when I went through all those sufferings, it was really, really terrible. The physical pain, the abandonment in a sense, the disappointment, At that time, I was only 61 years old, and everything went very well for me at that time. So it's a bit difficult choice at that moment, but with hindsight, I think I would give up.
Oh, okay.
And to be with God.
Yeah, so at that time, you have actually thought you'd be better to be with God.
Yes.
Okay, suppose now the same question is given to you, and say, God give you a choice, right? You can choose to live, and to live is for Christ, and to die is gain, you know. Will you be like Paul? You also don't know how to choose, or you will be able to choose to live or to die?
But now with hindsight, I will choose to live.
Okay. All right.
And for the sake of my family, my children were still young.
Okay.
And then I could do a little bit more for Jesus in the sense.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Chong. Yeah. Now, Eunchi is a very young person. I wonder whether, Eunchi, in your life so far, have you ever thought of dying?
So far, I think I have.
You have?
Because, you know, sometimes too much schoolwork and stuff, maybe a lot of people think, oh, maybe it's just better to die. It'll be easier like that.
Many of us know Eunchi, right? She is a person with so much potential. She is young. And she says she has thought of dying, you know. Really? Okay, suppose now, all right, do you agree that to live is for Christ and to die is gain? Do you agree with Paul?
Yes.
Yes, you agree, all right? Okay, so now if you have a choice, God give you a choice, you can choose to die now or you can choose to live. Which will you choose?
I would still choose to live.
You'll choose to live. Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Now, so this is a very real topic that is applicable to all of us, whether we are old or we are young. And Paul was given this thought, whether to live or to die, and he said that he finds it difficult to choose. Now, we go first to the idea, to the topic of to live is Christ. And after that, we'll talk about to die is gain. Because Paul said, for me to live is Christ. Now, if I can continue to live, it is all for Christ. It is all about Christ. And then he said, if I live in the flesh, this means fruit from my labor. Now, what does it mean to Paul to live is Christ? For him, living for Christ means actually to serve the Lord, to labor for the Lord, to be fruitful for the Lord. And how? Verse 24, he said, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. So Paul was having this thought that if I am going to live, if I'm going to remain in the flesh, it means serving the Lord, it is for the Lord, but it is actually to serve the Lord by serving you. So for Paul, living for Christ is serving him by being a blessing to the Philippians people, to the believers. And he said, it is for your progress. If I'm going to live, I'm going to serve the Lord, and I want to be of benefit to you, I want to be of blessing to you so that you will progress and that your joy, your rejoicing will be abundant in Jesus Christ. So, just now we have heard from Brother Chong and Eunchi why they want to live, right? Brother Chong said, I still want to live because of my family. So, Paul said, I want to live. If I'm going to remain in the flesh, it is actually for the discipleship, for the mentoring, for the teaching, for the blessing of you, for others. To live is to serve Christ by serving others. Now, this is actually very special. What is the purpose of living? This is a great topic that even many young people, they have all the possibilities, all the potential, but yet they can be lost as far as what is the meaning of life is all about. if they do not know what is the purpose of life. So the purpose of living is actually for Christ. Do you agree? If we are going to live, it is because it is for Christ. Because we know that Christ is the Creator, He is the Lord, He is the Master. Life without Him is actually no life. Life without Jesus is a lost life. And so, to live for Christ is a purpose that Paul has discovered for living. So, can this also be our purpose for living? What is your purpose for living? Why are you living? Why are you living? Why am I living? Is it for Christ? So if it is for Christ, that means also that I will labor for Christ. I will serve Christ. If I'm going to live, it is for Christ, meaning that I'm going to serve Him. And how am I going to serve Him? By serving others. By discipling others. By helping others to grow. By helping others to discover the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is their strength. So, serving God means serving others. Generally and specifically. Generally means that we are all supposed to be serving God since we are living for Christ. Because Christ is King, Christ is Lord, Christ is Master. So we live for Him, we serve Him. And we serve Him by serving others in our daily life. So it is generally speaking. But specifically, God may have a special calling for maybe all of us or many of us. God may be calling you to go to Papua New Guinea. This is a very special calling to minister to the people in Papua New Guinea. And you know that one of our sisters is there, right? And God may be asking you very specifically to go to India and to serve God in India. We have people in India? So, God may be specifically asking you to serve among the children, to serve among the seniors, to serve among the poor, or to serve among those who are depressed or who are anxious or who are struggling with their life. So, God may specifically call each one of us to serve Him, to serve others in a very specific way. And so, if that is the case, then you have discovered your purpose of living, your purpose of life. So Paul said, if I'm going to be living and to be in the flesh, it is for you, for you, for your progress. And so living for Christ is serving Him and serving others. Life is short. Whether you are young or you're old, you know that even if you have just 10 more years or you have 50 years, it's actually a very short time compared to eternity. Life is actually short, very short. I'm now 70 years old. And the Bible says if you live 70 years old, it is a normal lifespan of a person. That means that I have lived a full life already. And if I can live to 80 years old, that is a bonus. And I'm not sure whether I can live to be 80 years old because now my time is at the end part already. So it is very short for me now. But even if you are a young person, 20 years old, life is still very short. And what are you going to do with your life? Many people will say that, oh, for living for my life, I'm going to build my own empire. I'm going to be a great man. You know, I'm going to have lots of possessions. And it's always me, me, me. And this is a problem with human. And this is the area where Satan will tempt us again and again. And he will say, if you eat that fruit, you will be like God because you will be a God. And this is our problem. We want to be our own God. We want to be always interested and concerned about ourselves. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24 says, let us not just think of our own good, but the good of others. Can we listen to that? Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But many of us cannot understand this concept. Why should I care for my neighbor? Why should I love other people? And if I care so much for them, what benefit do I get? So again, it is me, me, me. But if we really know Jesus, and if we are going to say to live is Christ, to live means to serve Him, to labor for Him, then we have to notice our neighbor. We have to give of ourselves to them. Now, I think some of you may not know me, but you can see that I'm not in a very good condition physically. 3.5 years ago, I have fractures in my spine, and I suffer tremendously, terribly. But now, if you ask me how am I, I'll say I'm very good. Am I not very good? But every day, I need to take a medicine in order to ease my pain. I feel very uncomfortable in my back because I have 2 titanium rods with 11 screws. It's very uncomfortable. Some days, I feel more painful. Other days, it's less painful. And do you know what is best for me? Anybody know what is best for me? To lie down. If I lie down, I feel more comfortable. If I get up, sometimes I get up, it's very uncomfortable. But if I continue to lie down on my bed, by the way, every day, I cannot last from morning until night, you know. I need to lie down at certain times of the day. But if I continue to lie down on the bed, you know what happened to me? I will just rot. So, I will agree to come and preach. I cannot preach too often now. And I will agree to meet with friends once in a while, maybe over lunch, over tea, and I will go. But most of the time, I'll say, you please come and fetch me. Even this past week, I have gone out with one person earlier on the week and another person later on the week. It's painful to go out, but I will still want to go out. Why? Because with this limited life that I now have, if I can be a blessing to someone, if by meeting with you, you are being encouraged, and I find that these people, when they meet with me, they do feel that it is a blessing to them. They will say, thank you, right? Thank you very much for taking time for me today. So somehow, by giving myself to people, by giving care to people, trying to disciple people, try to mentor people, even though I cannot do much, but I do a little bit, I find it so fulfilling, and I find it so joyful. So you want to come out with me and have some fellowship with me, and you believe the fellowship will be encouragement to you, feel free to call me. But I will not say yes, 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 yes all the time, all right? Yeah. Will you do that also? Or you have been concentrating on yourself all the time. You don't care about people. You don't want to spend time with people. You don't want to disciple people. You don't want to mentor people. Is that possible to some of us? If that is the case, consider this. If you are really going to live for Christ, you need to serve the Lord, and you serve the Lord by serving others. Is it okay? Now we move on to the die is gain. All right, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Do you agree? If we die, actually, it is gain. Now, what is gain? Gain is profit. It is profitable. It is an advantage to die. And Paul says, I have a desire, actually, to depart and be with Christ. I actually have a longing to die. Because if I die, I'll be with Christ. And if I'm with Christ, I have no more suffering. I'm still suffering. If I'm going to be with Christ, I will have no more suffering. And you know what? once in a while, I'll say to my wife, I wish I can die. And especially during the time of my fracture and the months after my fracture, my suffering was so intense. I could not even get out of bed. I could not sit. I could not walk. It was terrible. I was in deep darkness. And even spiritually, I don't know what is happening. God seems to be far away from me. I didn't even know how to pray to Him because I was in a very terrible situation. And if there is a button somewhere that if you just press and you'll die, I will press. Because life is so difficult, so painful, so tough. Thank the Lord, I'm no more like that. I can now walk a bit. I can get out of bed by myself. But I'm still suffering. And once in a while, I'll say, yeah, if I die, it'll be good. I have the longing sometimes to die. Because to die is far better, because there'll be no more suffering, no more pain, and I'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that good? Isn't that better? What do you think? Do you think dying is gain? Because if we read the Bible, we know that Jesus Christ has prepared a place for us in heaven. And if we die, we have this assurance and the hope that we'll be with Him because this is His promise. Now, yesterday during the memorial service of our brother Sun Heng, you know, it is all about blessing and about God and about being with God and counting blessing. It is actually a time of celebration. So to us, if we Christians are going to die and if there is death among us, it actually is a celebration. Isn't it true? Because we gain when we pass on from this life. So do you want to die? Are you afraid of dying? How many of you are afraid of dying? It is not for us to decide, actually, because there is a time to live and there is a time to die. For me, I'm still living. I should have died already many times, even when I was quite young. But I'm now still living. So God must still have a purpose for me to live for Him and to continue to serve Him and to continue to serve others even in my limited condition. So we cannot choose to die, but many people cannot help it. They have made a choice that they are going to die. Now, even Alicia just now, she was saying that when she was in that kind of condition, she actually thought of dying. But then she said again, because that would be very difficult for the family, so she didn't die. But many people, they go ahead and die, because they were in such a situation where they just wish they could die and they try to die and many of them die. Are you surprised to see this article that say that suicide is the second leading cause of death in the world? Are you surprised with that? I'm actually not sure whether it's true or not, you know. Wow, so serious. So many people are committing suicide. And it is a very high percentage of people dying by suicide. They kill themselves. Now, this article is about Singapore on the 19th of July this month. And during this last few weeks, there were a lot of writings in Singapore about suicide because they were discovering that suicide is increasing in Singapore. And this is also very interesting. This is 2 years ago from the National Health Survey in Malaysia. They discovered that attempted suicide has risen to 10% among Malaysian teens, among the young people. many young people are trying to commit suicide, and many of them have actually died, committed suicide. Even university students in Malaysia, they are committing suicide. Why is it so? Because they just find that there's no more meaning in life. Life is too difficult. Life is too painful. It is better to die. But we need to know that we cannot simply die. I cannot simply go and commit suicide, because this will be displeasing to God. My time is in His hands. There is a time to live and there is a time to die. But if we are to live, we live for Christ. Is it okay? If we live, we live for Christ. And what do you mean by living for Christ? Fruitful labor for Christ. Building others, discipling others, encouraging others, and helping others. That is life. And we already discover that this is a good life when we serve the Lord by serving others. And when we die, we will be with Christ. We have an assured hope. We are not scared of dying. And this is actually something to look forward to. I look forward to the time where I'll be with Christ, and there I'll be no more suffering, no more pain, where I can run, where I can jump. Isn't that wonderful? I would like to ask Derek and Patricia to come and take the mic. Come up here. Yeah. I have warned them beforehand. All right. So, come up here. Yeah. Okay. I want one of you, any one of you can do so, from your own understanding of the message today, how would you summarize it in just a few sentences? What is this message all about? Can one of you just respond like that?
Would my wife want to explain first?
maybe you go ahead, you explain first, yeah.
For me, in a nutshell, I think it actually kind of sum up or describe my stay here in Penang for the past 1.5 years. So we came here and I was given an assignment that is, I guess, is the most difficult task I ever done in my career. And many of the time, I think I would have just given up. But we came here, we pray about it, and we know that we came here. There is a divine purpose that we're here. So we just press on. For me, I press on and just, you know, be obedient to God. And throughout, I think we know that we are here for God's purpose. So that suffering is just a part of it that we have to endure through.
Okay, so you may have some endurance and difficulty, but you will endure because you find purpose in living, and it is to live for Christ. To live is to cry for Christ.
Yes, yes.
And to die is gain?
I think for me, in a very earthly way, if I don't do this job, I still get my salary, you know. So for me, whatever decision that is at that time, for me, as long as it's, we are aligned with God's purpose, we'll be all fine.
Okay, yeah. Patricia, can you just name one thing, right, that speaks to you, to your heart from the message today? Just share with us one thing that speaks to you.
Thank you, Dr. Thomas, for your message today. To me, it's kind of like a confirmation to me, because times recently, again and again, I actually asked the Lord, am I at the right place? Am I doing the right thing? One takeaway that I have today from your message is to keep doing what I'm doing right now. That is to continue to walk with the people that I'm be walking with, continue to walk alongside them. And it's really such a joy to see them transform. And I myself is also being transformed through the process. It's not me ministering to them, but rather we are ministering to one another, budding each other through the journey of faith that we have on earth. So it's actually allowing the Lord to be our shepherd, actually, as we do this together. So I really want to encourage everybody to heed your advice today, to really serve the Lord by walking with the people around us, be family, friends, or church brethren, because there's really such a joy, even through suffering. Mm. And you just have to try it and test it for yourself.
Wonderful. The Lord praise is the Lord.
Real, and He's really good. He's faithful.
Great.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you can take it down. Yeah. So, Patricia, takeaway is to continue to do what she's already doing, and that is to walk with people. To walk with people that is serving the Lord, and she discovered the joy of doing that. Isn't that wonderful? Let us all do that also. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we are all having life right now and we are still living, even though some of us have gone through such pain and difficulty and may still be having pain and difficulty right now. Oh Lord, we pray that you will really help us to be purposeful in our living and that we will live for you and we will go and minister to others, and that we will find the joy of doing so. And we thank you also, God, that you have reminded us that we are assured of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, that if we die, we'll be with you. And so, Lord, may your comfort be upon us